Today is one of my most favorite days of the year. That's right, baby, January 2nd. Sure, I love the holidays, who doesn't? But like with anything sweet, you can have too much of a good thing. You know it, I know it, and my fat genes know it. Who am I kidding? Right now, my fat genes are dangerously close to becoming my skinny genes. Yowza. It's time to put on our leggings and settle in for a long winter's nap. After all the food, fun, and festivities, it's nice to get back to a routine. Oh, I love a routine. Some might call it a rut, sure, but not me. A routine is comforting. It's grilled cheese and tomato soup on a rainy day, hot cocoa and fresh baked cookies during a snowstorm, and ice cream just about any time, right? Thinking back on 2022, it's been a year filled with ups and downs, hasn't it? So, about par for the course, really. We lost our little guy Scamp in the spring. Then we decided that we just couldn't live without a dog and got our current love bug, Cora. Oh, what a joy she's been, a furry bundle of affection. I had a detached retina over the summer, which made me stop going a mile a minute, slow down, and be gentle with myself. Once I surrendered to the whole deal and eased up on the accelerator, I realized how much I usually push myself to do. It was an interesting experience, tough, but good in a strange sort of way, and one I'm still thinking about. My dad is still hanging in there, God bless him. He sleeps a lot and talks about his parents and his childhood. The sad thing is, he never refers to our mom or our childhood, Irene and me. He and Mom were married for 49 years, and it's like it never happened. The good news is he's still the good-hearted soul he ever was, and he still recognizes Irene and me. It's so nice to have her beside me on this journey. And the women who run with the moose, I am so grateful to have those gals in my life. God, we have some laughs. Our weekly girls' night is always one of the highlights of my week. Sometimes we go to Bangor shopping, take a class like Zumba or something, or do a craft project. Sometimes we just hang out. Us girls don't need to do nothing special to have a good time. And then there's Charlie. I'd say he's my knight in shining armor, but nah, that's too on Golden Pond. You know, we were high school sweethearts, and a lot of water has gone under the bridge since then. But Charlie can still make my heart go pitter-pat. Whether we're holding hands in our Barker lounge or love seat, laughing at some joke only we would get, or holding each other after a hard day, I'm grateful for every minute of our time together. I think I had 3 or 4 intentions for 2022. When I think on it, that seems a little overly ambitious. So my intention for 2023 is to let go. Just that. I don't have to always be steering the ship. I need to let go and trust the current and enjoy the view. Happy 2023, my friends. What's your intention for the new year? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.